And how did you become involved with this?
Honestly, it was through George Mason University. Through the master's program, I'm a first-year social work student, so they linked us up to a specific internship that met your ideal qualities that you're looking for. And I knew I was looking to help those, and I think one of my options was to help a lot of the immigrant population. So they used that to connect me to tenants and workers because they were really looking for a social services intern who could speak Spanish and English and help the people in the community and connect them with social services.
And besides you just being a social work in our master's degree student, how is this organization kind of tied to you? Does it have any personal significance?
What I like about it is that it's definitely giving me back to my own roots because, I am from an immigrant family. So, being able to give back to the community and, helping them through certain processes, becoming residents, becoming citizens, or even just connecting them to simple services like how to pay rent, utilities, or even helping the youth program and the students there navigate through the college application processes, because I know I never had that growing up.
And what kind of volunteering opportunities could George Mason students look at?
There's endless possibilities of volunteer. A lot of our, we're definitely looking for those who are interested in communications or marketing. We have a women's group that's starting their cooperative, so they're starting their own business in house cleaning. So they're definitely looking for those who are interested in, mass media, marketing, communications, and, it would definitely be helpful to be bilingual. It's not necessary, but definitely, it's a bonus to be working in this. And also other types of interns, anybody interested in education policy. We have an education campaign for Alexandria City Public Schools and trying to adjust their suspension policy. And also, the other one's called ICAP, right? Yeah. And that's for the...
to get more support during, to get an idea of what you're going to do after high school. Like, are you going to go to college?
Okay. That is another program that's trying to help students in the Alexandria City Public Schools get a better awareness of how to navigate life after high school.
Okay.
And what's another opportunity that we have? The housing campaign also is seeking for volunteers to help with advocacy. So a lot of social justice and advocacy, campaigning, rallying, door knocking. I mentioned the healthcare, I'm not sure if I mentioned healthcare. But in the healthcare campaign is also looking for those who are interested in, just anything in medical career, healthcare policy, administration, anything with health promoting.
And I was looking at some of the information here, and it was talking about African American and Latino neighborhoods.
Yes.
Is workers and Tenants and Workers United trying to fight against gentrification, or?
Tenants and Workers United is definitely, it's looking to promote people of color, empower and promote them. When we were founded, back in the 1980s, I guess, it was just very hard for those who were just new to the country. A lot of the people living in this area were immigrants, and they didn't have the same rights as they do today, so we strove for better living wages, better housing situations, a more affordable health care, more affordable housing, and I'm always trying to remember this. I just started working. Yeah. Right now I know the housing campaign is definitely trying to prevent big housing corporations from pushing them out of their neighborhoods.
Okay.
And that was their initial plan when we were created, because the neighborhood that Tenants and Workers United is located in a predominantly Latino African-American community. So when we were first founded, it was kind of these big housing corporations are trying to narrow us down and push us out. So that's what we were trying to prevent.
And so is it also like a union that advocates, or is it more of a charity organization?
We are more nonprofit. I guess we're not a union, but we are a nonprofit that, I can't say, how do I say this? Like, what's a better term for this?
We basically work with low-income families, but we don't help them, we don't help individuals. We try to help a bigger group,
We're more community organizers.
Oh, I see.
Instead of the, union aspect of it.
Oh, so more like knocking on doors and seeing if you guys can advocate for people? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. The housing campaign, I know, is definitely, we do a lot of door knocking to see who we can get as leaders to help us in this fight.
You answered pretty much all my questions. is there anything you'd like to add about your mission or a statement or anything?
I feel like Julia would probably want me to say something for the program. I know right now it's very imperative that we're working very hard on our housing campaign, specifically located in the Beauregard area of Alexandria. There's a neighborhood in Beauregard. I can spell it. I think it's B-E-A-U-R-E-G-A-R-D.
Beauregard. B-A-R-D. Gotcha.
Yeah. And a big housing corporation, JBG, is... basically, slowly by slowly, raising rents and trying to kick long-time residents out of their apartments and into, we're a high-living area here in Northern Virginia, so they're trying to kick out these low-income working families into places where, where else they can find a place to live.
Yeah.
So Tenants and Workers United is striving to unite the tenants in that area to fight back against JBG and also to spread the word that, what JBG is doing to their community.
JBG.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that this kind of organization is particularly important in this area because rents are so high here and living costs are so high?
Yes, definitely, because I know the area in which Tenants and Workers United is currently, it is a large immigrant population and probably one of the only ones in this Alexandria area that a lot are located in. But the rents are so high for them to even stay there that, now that they're slowly being pushed out, there's not many places for them to go.
Okay.
So I think it's very imperative that we are there putting a face for them or speaking out for them.